pasuk each
Thursday in its heaven.
If tira'u, tira'u arekan shnaim, the Gemara daf lamed amud beis. Tira'u arekan shnaim, says the Gemara, if it's tira'u, it's both ish and isha, so why does it say ish? Imoy v'aviv tira'u, says the Gemara, ish sipek biyada la'asos, ish ain't sipek biyada la'asos. V'vnei shurashus acherim alea, machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, amar v'idi bar avin, amar rav, niskar shushneim shavim. If they get divorced, now they're both equal. Now, if they get divorced, so the whole reason why Isha is lo sipek biyada la'asos is because what? Because Rishus Baila Alea. So over here, now that's Niskar Shushneim Shavim. Yeah. This is the Chayra Klor that the Gemara's reason is because of Rishus Baila. There are some Achroinim that wanted to learn that the reason for, we saw in the Maram HaKlamis, one of the Mandarma, the reason why it's Rishus Baila Alea is because of. Not because of Rishus Baila, but because Lysip Yalas, because she has no money. It's about a very big chiddush. But anyway, it's Mashmalan Gemara. It's Niskar Shushneim Shavim. The Shaila is, the Achronim ask, what's the Kamashmalan? Of course, the whole reason why Isha Lysip Yalas is because what? Rishus Baila, that's not Rishus Baila anymore. So obviously. So there's basically two Mahalchim I saw in the Mefarshim. One is in the Rishainim. The Meiri is Mashmazeh, the Ran also, that the reason the Havamina was that Shekvar Niftara Al Yadei Nisuin. I might think that once, when she was married, so she was Pater, so therefore, once she's Pater, there's a concept called Dichoy Eitzel Mitzvahs. Once I'm out, I'm out. So I would think she doesn't get back in the ring.
That's only according to Tesh.
Because Avram, what?
It's only according to
Tesh. Good, good. So it's because Avram, that she's Kvar Niftara. So says Aaron, that's only according to Tosfos that we said the pshat is that it's hafkah from the mitzvah. According to Rashi, Be'etzim, she's really mechuyev. It's just why can't she do it? Because her husband is going to be meiche. But if her husband's not meiche, the Mefarshim say, even while she's married, she's still mechuyev. So of course, niskarsha shneim shav. What would be the havamina not like that? So, the Paris Yosef brings a very creative shot, which is goes in the opposite direction. He actually says the Havamina was that now she should be more mechuyev than him. Why? Because she just took a big hiatus from her mitzvahs kibbutz of aim. Why? Because she couldn't. So now I would think that maybe now her brother should take a little bit of a break. Now it's your turn. And now the brother shouldn't have to do kibbutz of aim. So Kamash Malan is Neskarzu Shnehem Shoving. Now they're equal. I would have a Havamina that maybe now her maybe she should be more mechuyev than her brother. Miskar Shushneim Shoving.
Does that mean it's one mitzvah? For the kids?
No. The chayyur, it's not one mitzvah. Each kid has his own mitzvah. Maybe it's one mitzvah the father and the mother.
The father says someone feed me. She should.
So who should go first? Who should has kedima? Right. So, yeah, exactly. Someone get me a cup of water. So who should go first?
How would you think that?
It's an interesting Havamina, right?
It's Dechuya, not Pater.
Right, if it's...
If she was Pater, then we wouldn't have such a Havamina, because it's Dechuya.
Because it's Dechuya, that's why we have such a Havamina.
Every time, it's not like God.
Every time it's a new mitzvah. Good, good.
Could just say it's relative.
Yeah. It's a very big Kiddush, the Paris Yosef. But I think, anyway, if you look in Rashi, I think to me, Rashi is not Mashmazeh. Or what does Rashi say? Niskarsha Mibayla Hare hi ke'acheha b'mitzvahs kibud. Nisgarsha mibayla hare hi ke'acheha b'mitzvahs kibud. It sounds like we're comparing her to her brother. With Kilo, we thought that she's less than her brother. Hare hi ke'acheha b'mitzvahs kibud. So it doesn't sound so much that we're saying that her brother is like her, right?
Why can't it be the opposite? She's more and now she's less.
Before she was less. When she was married, she was clearly less.
Right.
But now Niskarsha, Hari Kiachea. It sounds like we're just bringing her up to her brother. We're not saying that her brother's not more than her.
Why does Rashi need to tell us that she's like her brother?
What is Rashi?
As opposed to her husband, because the name Shavin seems to be
right.
Her husband.
Right.
So why is Rashi telling us?
Why is Rashi saying us Bechlal that she's like her brother? It sounds to me like from Rashi almost as if there's a Havamina that even after she's divorced, she's still Mechuyev less.
The Ron says that finish.
That what?
He says similar to Rashi, the end he ends it off. Skarsha, the Kamash Balan, the Mishum Denis is like Padach Yovmine. That would be the Havamina.
The Havamina was Paka, that's the like the Miri. That's the Miri. Lagamri. That's like the Miri. Well, I'm saying that even afterwards, it's chayiv, that in this garisha, she's a vada chayiv afterwards.
Right.
But it's not shoven. Maybe she'd still have like a lower chiyuv. Maybe that's the mashmoyis and Rashi. Somehow, being that her chiyuv is one that is surmountable. How does her chiyuv, when does her chiyuv go away?
When she gets married.
When she's married. Now she's not married, but still her chiyuv is like a little considered a weaker chiyuv because her her brother's chiyuv never gets removed. Sibik biadalasis.
Hashnev shav means her and her baal or her and
her brother. Ish imoy ve'aviv tira'u. Both a tira'u. Both a son and a daughter have to fear their parents.
Why not nesam? Both.
Yeah, we don't. I guess we don't like talking about death. Better.
According to Rashi, it has to be bringing
up. Gemara Toiv, get this.
No, if it would be her and her baal, then I would understand why it says Skarsha, because he would still be alive.
Yeah. What?
According to Rashi, it sounds like it has to be going up. She's not. We said she's not potter.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right.
I thought he wrote Kachia because we learned that she's not obligated prior to her marriage.
She's obligated prior to her marriage. She's obligated a year before she gets married. That's what he's saying.
There were some children that said they're not because she doesn't have her own money.
You mean according to that?
What Tosa? She's not Itza.
What? Before she's married, she's Itza.
Before she's married, she is Mitzuya.
Before she's married, she's Mitzuya.
There was a Manda Omar which held it prior to.
Right. There is.
That's what we said.
There is Manda
Omar,
says it.
We say, according to that, Pshat and Achorin, we said it's very not Mashma. About it, she's Mechuyev to do for.
And what she didn't have her money goes to herself.
She just saying she just losibik biyada because she doesn't have money to do it. Anyway, we paskin it's bishalav. It's not bishalav. It's the pshat is very. It's very not mashman. The rishonim don't say it. Kipshuto she's mechuyev in kibbutz aveim even before. Whereas the kibbutz aveim is bishalav. So who cares? She doesn't have money. And locha avad is that she's
mechuyev. Just knocking door to door, no.
Yeah, she would. And, okay. Schwacher. Not that it's paka, because it's not paka. But maybe it would still be schwacher than the brother. Vosok the Gemara weiter. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Nehmer kavadas avicha vesimecha. Benehmer kavadas Hashem ehoincha. Yishvakosiv kibar av ve'em lekavad amakum. Nehmer ish ima v'avtiro. Venehmer esu shem lakecha tiro. Oysoy savod. Yishvakosiv moiras av ve'em lemoras amakum. Nehmer makal av ve'imoy. Moisumas venehmer ish... Ish ki yikala leloikov and asachetoi yishvakosim birchas av ve'em lebirchas amakom. These three things are all identical. The way that we, I don't know, it's the way that we word it, the way that we describe it, the severity, it's a discussion exactly in what way, but there's an equation between the kavod you have to have for Hashem, the year you have to have for Hashem, and the isra of being makal. Now the Gemara continues, aval behakov ara yefshar. But by a kav for sure, it's not possible. Now it's mashma from the Gemara that there's really no chiddush that it's not possible. We're not being mechadish that you can't hit Hashem. How do I see it's not? That's not a chiddush because the Gemara says b'avol behaka vaday iefsher. What does vaday mean? For sure, there's no avamino. So what are we mentioning it for? I will be a kav vaday iefsher. For sure, it's not possible.
He's metaphorically speaking, can you hit him?
But what vaday yefsher? It's clearly not possible. So what's the Gemara coming to say over here?
Take away from that you think it's metaphoric. You know, it's literally. You can't be kapi shemai. You can't literally hit.
But there's no pasuk for akah. So what was the haven? What's the
akah?
What?
Maybe
Zika
learned
out of this pasuk of
kila.
No, in makel avim my masumas.
What of kilel? You said. Kilo is cursing. It's not the.
No, it's makel. It's no.
What would it be? It would be. Well, if you go like this, Hashem, you'd be chayev. What would it be? What would it be?
I think maybe it means that you'd have a havmina.
That what? There's no pasuk. So where would you learn it from? Where, like, of course this doesn't.
The fact that vaday
yevsher.
Every other case.
What?
The fact that hashava akasa by every other aspect.
Therefore what? Right.
So maybe in some retarded way by haka also hashava pasuk.
There's no
vaday yevsher because there is no. There's no way to be hashava.
So, there's no pasuk. There's no like what? What's the
pasuk of Makav Avim and Ma'asumas?
Correct. There's no pasuk by Torah. All the other ones have their own pasuk. So what's the what's the Gemara saying? What's the point?
Maybe the Gemara is saying it's just saying.
So what? So I want to just bring that. Why are we saying it? I think perhaps the pshat is as follows. The Gemara means to bring out the following thing. Identical. Your relationship with Hashem and your relationship with your parents, identical. Everywhere. If you curse them, identical. To fear them, identical. To honor them, identical. Haka, identical. What do you mean? It's not identical. Haka's not identical.
Only because it's
Yevsher. Only because it's Yevsher. So the Gemara is just coming to bring out, so you should realize that this is not just like a little, we're trying to say that they're like similar. We're trying to say that the relationship is totally identical. So if that's true, so why Haka is not Yevsher? And then the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, V'chein bedin, says the Gemara. Why is it identical? It's not just stam, like we're making a hekesh. V'chein bedin, sheshloshtan shutvin boy. Their mama shutvim. So avada, we're going to treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu and your parents the same. Because their mama shutvim.
What's the din?
V'chein bedin means that it's something that's, it's right. It's just. It's not, it's not an extension. What? It's equal. What? Bedin doesn't mean that. It means it's well, there is the halacha that you mechabed av v'imoy, you mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is that just because we're trying to like be nice to your parents? No, they're shutvim. They're 50-50 partners. Well, kind of 50-50.
How
do
they equal
if what do you mean?
When you're married, the girl doesn't have the chiyah. I assume you still have the chiyah to be with Hashem.
Oh, that's a special afkar because you have someone else, I guess, because by Kodesh Baruch Hu, we don't have someone else. So, yeah, again, I hear it. It depends on how equal we're making them. We're making them equal in Einish, equal in importance, so maybe we're not making them necessarily equal in Din. It might be a machlekes over here. It's twice as Bavli and Yushalmi. It might have to do with them. We'll try to get there if we have time. Right. For what? We should buy it. Covered. Just like, yeah. Yeah. So if it would be Shaykh, and you'd say, so why do you have it, then we'd have a problem with the Gemara. Because why is it? You're Hishva for this, Hishva for this, Hishva, this you're not Hishva for? So the Gemara is trying to bring out the point. The point is that really, your respect you have to have for your parents is identical to the Shekhinah. By a cut, it's not shayach, but Luyeh would be shayach. What would be the din if someone would kilu do a cut to Hakadosh Baruch Hu? We don't have a pasuk, but it would be mozumas. But it's not shayach, and you're not going to hurt Hakadosh Baruch Hu if kilu if you hit him. But the idea is that whatever you do to your parents, it's a tantamount to doing to Hashem. V'chein bedin, it's a hemshach to v'chein bedin. This all is it's just not shayach over there, but be'etzem. Don't think that it's just like we're saying respect your parents and respect Hashem. Oh, it's a nice thing. It's like we're trying to link. It's not linking. I'll give you an example. There's a concept called Rekia Da'ara Kid Rekia Dishmaya, which is that we have to, down here is like up there. Like Malchus down here is Malchus up there. But that's just a similarity. They're not partners. Don't think that David Melech Yisrael is a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not. It's not. When we said in the Gemara, you stand up for your mother when she walked in because the Shekhinah moves in the room. If you say you're standing up for David HaMelech because he's the Shekhinah, then we got some issues with Yechi Adonainu Mareinu Mareinu Melech HaMashiach. That's an issue. He's not the Shekhinah. That's not the Shekhinah. Your parents are the Shekhinah for you because they're Shutfim. Your parents represent, it's identical. A melech down here is me'ein rakia d'shmaya. It's like, it's just a representation. Your parents are not a representation of the Shekhinah, they're shutvin, v'chein bedin. That's what the Gemara is coming to bring out.
I can hear exactly the opposite. It's trying to say that these three things are the same, but also keep in mind that Hashem is not a physical being.
It's true, he's not. It's 100% true.
It could be trying to bring the exact opposite.
It's opposite and the same. It's opposite and the same. The only reason why there's no Hakadosh Baruch Hu is because don't forget, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not something that you can touch for sure. But the magnitude of cursing Hashem, which is not touching, is the same magnitude as cursing your parents. They're on the same v'chein bedin. The Gemara is trying to equate them. That's the next line in the Gemara. V'chein bedin. They're equal. So if they're equal, why don't you have Hakadosh and Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Very simple. Because HaKadosh was not physical. So you're right, that's the reason and that's part of the message. Let's realize, you can't hit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't think you can. But if you could imagine that, which you're not allowed to, but if you could, but if you could, you then for sure you'd be punished. B'chein b'din. B'chein b'din. It's all identical.
Catch-22, though, because there is no pasuk.
So and
if you imagine, you couldn't get punished, there's no pasuk.
What'd you say?
It's a catch-22. Even if you could somehow imagine hitting, yeah, you can't get punished, there's no pasuk.
Yeah, in a chanami, because you can't do it. So that's why there's no pasuk on something that's theoretical.
Obviously, if it would be possible, then there would be a pasuk.
Okay.
It's not a catch-22, it's a catch-11. It's halfway of the catch.
Tanu Rabbanon. V'chein b'din sheshol shutvin by Tanu Rabbanon. Shalosh shutvin hein ba'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Aviv v'Imai, these three shutfim. Moshe, can you get me on the eerie? Okay, on the eerie. Shalosh shutfim hein ba'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Aviv v'Imai. Bizman she'adam mechaber es aviv es imai. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows cover to his mother and his father, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'ila ani aleichem kilu darti b'nechem v'kibiduni. When he's mechaber his mother and his father, it's as if you're mechaber me. Why does he have to mechabit aviv ve'es imoy? That's his only mechabit aviv. Mechabit aviv ve'es imoy. Malani akazim kilu dati b'neim kibduni, as if you were mechabit me. So maybe if he's mechabit one, it's his mechabit.
You can't only respect your bani shalom, not your father. You can't only respect your father, not your mother, and your bani shalom.
You have to respect all of them. So I want to take it another step. Let's say his mother. Let's say kilu, his mother passed away. He's only mechaber his father. It's also not kibduni. Well, he could be mechaber and bacham, but so maybe. But I'm saying his father. Listen to this. The Meiri brings down the following thing. Rashi says, what is it that the shalosh shutvim? How are they shalosh shutvim? Says Rashi. Rashi says, we'll go back to the beginning. Vade behakoy yefshir lahakisha. Shein hakah, clap him out. You can't be makish it for hakah. Because ain't hakah. But if there would be hakah, then we would be makish. It's just you can't be makish because the hakah clap him out of Yefshir. V'chein b'din, shehuk shu l'kibun o moira al ben, sherei af hein shutvin l'mokum. How are they shutvin? Shol shutvin hein. Mefarash v'braisa v'mesechas nida. Ish mazriya loybein. What does that mean? Ish gives the white. Isha Mazras Oidem. What's that? The red. Shabbat Yaqarish Baruch Hu Noifech Bo Neshama Marinayim Shmias Oizen V'dibor. So the Meiri breaks it down for us, every single component. Says the Meiri. What are they? Aviv Mazriya Loiben Shemimenu, count this for me, Atzamois Gidin Tzipornayim Moyach Sheberoish V'loiben Sheba'ayin. How many things?
Five.
Imoy mazras oidem shemimenu or basar dam seyar and shchor sheba'ayin. How many?
Five.
Hakadosh Baruch Hu noisin boy ruach uneshama cluster ponim rias ayin shmias oizen dibor sfasayim hiluch raglayim deya ubino the haskel. How many?
Ten.
It's not a quantity issue. 25, 50. So it's 25, 50. So if you're mechabed aviv ve'imoy, what do you end up? How much are you being mechabed?
10.
So it's kilu mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's 50-50. V'hu she'amar b'makom acher. Kal v'chomer l'shechina. Arba asar yoy. Does anyone know what that's referring to? Kal v'chomer l'shechina arba asar yoy.
Yeah, in Babakama.
What's it referring to?
We said that if you curse, we try to bring a kal v'chomer, that if you curse Miriam or someone.
Miriam said Lashon Hara about Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if Yorok Yorach Aviyah b'fanel, if her father would spit in her face, halo tikalem,
7 days.
Kal v'chomer l'shechina, 14 days. Why kal v'chomer l'shechina, 14 days? What?
Because
it's double. Because the shechina is double. So kal v'chomer, that's what he says. Kal v'chomer l'shechina, 14 days. So it's double. What did you say? Because dialov mendin leis kenidon. But what does the kavachomer make sense? What do you say? If your father does it 7 days, your mother, then ashnina 100 days. Doesn't why? Where'd you get 14 days from? Because it makes sense. But there's still a rule. Dialov mendin leis kenidon. You can never do a kavachomer over where you started from. So even if it makes sense, what?
The kavachomer used twice. I mean, kavachomer for your mother, which is 5, you get 7. For Hashem, which is 10, 5 and 5, it's
14. It's kavachomer, but dialog and you can't do it. The kavachomer makes sense, but you max out always on whatever you need in this.
Rashi just said that if Hashem, a person's mother dies,
yeah,
then don't have the full level of kibbutz
of age. Yeah, so there is kibbutz after. I was trying to like create a dynamic where you could. There is the ma'isa kibbutz at basar ma'isa also. There's such
a
difference.
I'm just saying that right. No matter who you be mechabit in the three,
in the, it's
you're doing for all three.
You're doing everything. Yeah, that might have to do with what we were speaking about the other idea. There's a story with Rav Moshe Feinstein. What? The Miri's bringing out that it's very. There's numbers. It's a numbers game. Yeah. You could still do kavod because there's still the siyan amid beis position. It's a story with Rav Moshe Feinstein.
Both parents die in serving the Rebbeinu Shlomo.
That's also kavod. Yeah. It's being mechabed the shutfis. There's a story with Rav Moshe Feinstein that one time a parent wanted their son to leave yeshiva, and Rav Moshe wanted him to stay in yeshiva. So the mother came and said, "Listen, it's shalosh shutfim ba'adam. You represent a kodesh baruch hu. We represent the parents. It's two against one." There's three shutfim. We represent two. You represent Hashem. Okay, so we win because we go basarof, right? So right away, it's not a roiv. It's 50-50. That's first of all. But Ramesh said it's not even 50-50 because there's shalosh shutfim in you too. So I represent Davishter in you also. So I'm the roiv. I'll call upon him. Weiter. Zok the Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Omer, Goli Verduof Nemisha Omer Vahoya Ha'ilam. Sheben Machabed es Ima Yoise Me Oviv. Mebnesha Mishdaltoi Bidvar. What is the Goli Verduof Nemisha Hoya Vahoymer Ha'ilam? Goli Verduof Fanecha is enough. Goli Verduof Nemisha Hoya Vahoymer Ha'ilam. I think it means, because you created the world this way. So you know, because you're the one who created it. Goli Verduof, you know, you might have some women that try to think that they're men and one thing they're women, but. This is the way it is. You know that's the nature. She ben mechaber es imo yoyser me aviv. Mebnei she mishdaltoi bedvarim. She's mefata oisoi. She mefata is like she talks to him. She convinces him. It's even a stronger language than that. So therefore, a son usually feels more secure and to be mechaber his mother than his father. Lefichah chiktim haKadosh Baruch Hu kavod av. The kavod aim. That's why kavod av. We put kavod av first in order to tell you: don't think to mechabed your mother more than your father. Let's get your father on board. Golivia dua lefnei misha amar avahaya ilam shaben misyara me aviv yoise me imai mneisha malam doy toira. A father teaches his son toira, and teach toira obviously brings a certain degree of fear to it, whatever that means exactly. This fear, respect, whatever it is, yoise me imai leficha chikta makadosh baruch hu moira aim lemoira av. We're not supplementing. What's the word? Compensating, right? In other words, it's natural for a person to have a little bit more cover for the mother. Let's put the father in the forefront. It's natural for a person to have a little bit more yira for the father. Let's put the mother in the forefront. To offset, right. Okay. So we gave out today a kasha.
The Umas Olam also have yira sa'av.
What?
The Umas Olam also have yira sa'av. They don't have tire.
So I was thinking that the part of that is, that's what's gali v'yadua, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in the teva, that a father should be able to do that. So in order that father can teach Torah, it doesn't mean that in the teaching of Torah. It means that became the dynamic. That's a father's, what?
It's his question.
Very good question. Okay. Frekta Marsha, different question. What? Yeah. Frekta Marsha, question. Marsha asks, when you have a choice of mechab, your mother, your father, who do you choose?
Father.
Why?
Because
the mother is
also
mechab. Because atav v'imecha mechayim v'choyr avicha. So why should you put kibbut av before kibbut aim? Because Atav Avich. It's a very simple reason. Why did the Gemara have to come up with this other reason? Galui v'yadua. Why do we have to get into the Galui v'yadua of the worlds? Just say it's very simple. Father goes first. Because you have to be mechaved your father first. So kaved is avicha, and after avicha, imecha. Simple.
But the Gemara is asking, your nature is to want to be your mother first.
But the Gemara is coming to ask, to answer a question. Why do we put father first? I have a very simple reason. I don't need to go into
there's
the natures.
Very
simple. Why do I have to get into that? You're right, that's the nature. But if you're telling me pshat, I have a very simple pshat. Father comes first. Kaved is avicha, that's imecha. Why don't we just do that? That's his kasha. Kasha of the Marsha. So, the Atzmas Yosef says the Teretz. He says, very simple. Because, what's the halacha if your parents are divorced? Nisgarshu? Shneim shavu. So, the Kabbat is Avicha Yisimecha is not only in a case when your parents are married. So therefore, we want to figure out why is it also father first in that not situation. Yeah, that would Basar Roy. That's the normal case. Not so simple. Comes the Marsha and says the Marsha a different teretz. Says the Marsha, really, Kavadis Avichamel, that's a fine answer for. But the Gemara is anticipating the next pasuk. What's the next pasuk? Ish imai v'aviv tiro. Why do we put the mother first?
So they're going to give a wrong answer.
It's not wrong. But you're saying I have a simple answer. Okay, that's simple over there, but that's not going to help me for Yira. And the answer you're going to give me for Yira is going to answer work for Kavod. So we might as well use one answer. It works for both. You're right. For Kavod, we have a very simple answer. Why does father come first? Because right? But when it comes to Yira, that answer doesn't work. So now the Makna gets into this whole Shaila and says, is there a chiyuv of a wife to have Yira from her husband? Is there an inyan of a mother of a wife having Yira from her husband? So the question is, what are the things even? How much? Because even in Kavod, we said it's not. She doesn't have to stand up when he walks in the room. So the Kavod's not full. Maybe the Yira's not full. But
can we call it Kavod? I thought we used a different word. We didn't say Kavod. Said Yitzias.
So that's also Machlokes. There, Baron Leib said it's not really Kavod, so right? Even the Gemara calls it Kavod. So whatever that Kavod is, you should have to listen to him. Lo listeres dvarav. All these things. Is there a chiyuv of an isha to do that? What?
Where would it contradict?
What do you mean?
It's in Kavod, you said if your parents asked you to drink a cup of water.
Oh, so how would it contradict? Very good. What would be a case? Only a shalister is dvarav. They're both telling you to do different things. That would be the only case. Very good. How would it contradict? Your mother and your father say something, don't sit in my seat. You don't sit in either one of them. Right. Good. But Lamaisa, we saw some form of Yira in Rashi. Rashi on Daf Lamed Hey said that why is the Isha Sipek Biyad Alasis? V'chabedes aviv sharei emas acherim aleha. Who is the emas acherim? The Baal. So Rashi seems to say there is some type of ema, of fear that you're supposed to have for your husband. Whether it's a chiyuv to have ema is the way that I was understanding. And Rabbi Yaakov Nissen was trying to say that's just natural for a wife to be like afraid. But there is some sort of ema, and he brings that the Rambam brings down Hilchos Ishus. Tzivu chachomim ala isha. She's supposed to have a certain degree of fear of her husband. Ram the Maisa says tzivu chachamim. So I don't know if that works in a pasuk or not, right? But he also says mechabedes es ba'al is tzivu chachamim, and we say it's a pasuk. So it's not these things. Rabbi says there's a lot of things that are
also
not clear here.
Also, just a tzivu chachamim.
Right, in Achanami. Even though that is a pasuk in Navi.
Right.
A Navi, not
really. Okay,
Rabbi said, we're going to just, I'd like to end with this last Shaila, beautiful Shaila from Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker asks the following question. He asks, who do we say is supposed to mechabed more, your mother or your father?
Father.
Father. So Reb Chaim, I think you should mechabed your mother. I'll tell you why. Your mother, we know, is your mother. We can prove you, your mother is your mother. Do we have proof? This is obviously before DNA. Do we have proof that your father is your father?
What about Yitzchak? Hashem made him look exactly like
him. Those are not proof. And DNA is not proof. Halachic proof, neither of those count as halachic proof. They don't count as that.
Who cares if he's your father?
DNA. Halachic proof, DNA does not count as that. I don't think so.
Because if he's not your real father, then your biological mother should go first.
And mothers have to honor her also.
Aiden.
You have a chiyuv akiva to him, maybe not the same level, but since your mother's also chayav as her baal.
I hear it, but that's a good point. But I don't think over there we say atav v'yemecha chayav mechvoidai. That's a good point. You're gonna have you work that out. That's a good chabur for tomorrow. It's a great chabur. We could talk about that. That's Reb Chaim's kasha. Chaim's kasha is there's a vadai, and that's your mother, because your mother is your mother, and your father you hope he's your father. He's probably your father.
You can't say
there's a zonka that he's your father. What's it? Vadai. What?
It's not.
Well, here's not chazaka. Drive. 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 Bilois halach achar abal. I think it's a drive. I don't think it's a chazaka. But so you have to know: is this called a suffik bechlal? If it's drive bilois halach achar abal, or if it's she has cheskas kashrus or whatever it is, but. But is that it makes sense? No suffix, but I don't know if that's a no suffix is the same. That's Reb Chaim's kasha. That's what I would have said. Maybe it's there. It's also
the father. It's not necessarily a father. He's the person that teaches you Torah.
Right.
Right. So it's. It's not a din in it being your actual father.
Oh, so that's what he answers. That's what he answers over here. Sure. He says it from what?
The Minchas Chinuch says that though.
So there's two, there's different. So okay, even with that, so Rav Arya Leib Lopian, he's a Yid. I knew him. He lived not far from here. He wrote the Sefer Rav Chodeshmeitza. He's the son of Rav Elia Lopian. He says the following chiddush, which is basically what David wanted to say, which is the mitzvah of being mechabed your parents is not necessarily the fact that you're giving your parents food or whatever it is. It's the fact that you're giving kavod to someone that you think is your father. You're showing respect to the importance of parenthood.
Yeah, but that doesn't work out with each contributing.
Why not?
Because at the end of the day, if he's not your father, he didn't contribute.
And Achanami, but why are you respecting him? Because you think you contributed. That's called covet. Okay, explain it like this. Let's say Ki'ilo Lahavdil. Let's say you were my father. I would be much more handsome if you were, but and I think David's my father, and I would be much smarter if he was. And I give covet to David. That's a kiyum of covet to you, because I'm being mechabed someone that I think is my father. That's called kiyum, but it's not that. The fact that I'm giving you food, I'm showing covet. So I'm being mechabed my father because I think you're my father.
So if it comes out of more than that. So Rabbi's saying even if it's not as real father, it's as if he's giving covet.
It's a kiyum vadai.
So if
you're mekayim the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim vadai. That's what he's saying. Or else, you back to the question. This is a vadai. This is a suffix. So how do you do it? The answer is this is a vadai.
Find out later if he's a nuchiyev back to the original father.
Now he's a nuchiyev now. Now if his father, but he was Mekayim.
Does the other chiyuv stay around?
No. But he was Mekayim. He was a kiyuv.
What if someone's father dies and his stepfather raises him? So now he has a.
No, because there he knows. So now there's another chiyuv. If he didn't know, they're not chanami.
Right, but he's only.
What makes you believe that this guy's your father? We just said that. The whole reason why we have this question is because it's unprovable.
Yeah, but it's a right. No, but it's a right.
That makes him believe.
Yeah. We're saying the belief that he's a father. I believe he's my father. I believe my father's my father. I'm pretty confident of that.
It's a suffix, then you don't have to.
It's not a suffix. No. It's enough.
If it's not guaranteed, then you don't have to.
No, you do. It's a roiv. It's a roiv. It's a chazaka. It's whatever you want to do. It's a roiv. We definitely should be noig that way for sure. But there's a vadai over here. Your mother is a mother.
Being sure.
What?
You've been noig that way. And
a chalami. But you're mechuyev to be noig that way. You're mechuyev. Every time you have a roiv, you're mechuyev to do that.
The mitzvah is only as if you're honoring your father. If you inside truly believe that
correct.
Your father,
yeah, so correct.
That you can have a halacha truly believe.
Sure, you do. The halacha is you follow the roiv. We go with the roiv. We go with the roiv. Says the Ateres Shmuel in the name of Rav Lopian. He says that's called a kiyum. The Maisa, I found a makar for this. I did find a makar for this in the Sefer Shir Ma'ayin. Sefer Shir Ma'ayin is the following question. Let's say a person decides, he walks into shul and says, I'm a kohen. Okay. Can you give him an aliyah?
Yeah.
Do you give him trumas and maestros?
No.
Why not? Why not? So why do you have to give him an aliyah?
Because
because you could give a Yisrael
a Kohen. Okay, but are you mechuyev? You're not mechuyev. Why are you mechuyev? You're mechuyev. Yeah. So he says the din is Shulchan Aruch. You do. Why? He says because the din of giving an aliyah. Why do you give an aliyah first?
Kibud.
If you thought he was a Kohen, even if he wasn't a Kohen, you're mekayim. You're mekayim. The same thing. So if you, so I have a shayla. Actually, I was like this. Let's see. You think someone's a Kohen? You call him up. His name is Cohen, right? David Cohen is a Yisrael. They call up David Cohen for an aliyah, and no one realizes. And now, can they call up a Levi afterwards?
No.
Yes.
No.
Maybe
of course.
Now,
if the Levi only gets his kedusha for his aliyah from the Kohen.
No, but I gave. I was mechaber Kohen. It's called kibud Kohen.
Rabbi, it happened in yeshiva last year. They called up Yisrael Meir as a Kohen, and no one realized until after they finished.
In theory, the Maisa Aaron's going to be right. Because what's the reason why we don't call up a Levi after Yisrael? Because you're afraid people are going to see him and think that this person's really a Kohen. So we don't want to mess with that. But in theory, you're a Kohen.
No, it's not going to happen. We thought he was a Kohen. We actually thought he was a Kohen.
I know, but he's not.
He doesn't get,
so someone else walks in and he sees you calling up a Levi. You can't call up a Levi after Yisrael.
Once you know.
But the Maisa, I think it's a much bigger, I think it's much more mistaber when it comes to being mechaber a kohen. The dinim of being mechaber a kohen, the dinim of mechaber a parent are two different dinim. The whole din of being mechaber a kohen is one thing. It's purely kavod. There's no din to give a kohen to be mehanehim midin kavod. It's just
you're
to show him respect.
To ask him to do, yeah,
you're supposed to show him respect. That's it. But and aside from that, that's not for anything he accomplished. It's for
the
general kahuna. So we. By a father, it's not as simple to say that it's just being mechabed the concept of fatherhood. I'm being mechabed fatherhood.
You have a specific pasuk.
What?
You have a specific pasuk.
Yeah, and that's your father, and that's.
Right.
Yeah.
There's by Kohanim. There's no.
A pasuk of Vikidashtoi. Vikidashtoi. Right. Okay. Zok the Gemara Tani Tana Kameder of Nachman Bezman Shadam Metzayris Ove Bez Imoy Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yofas Yisrael Adarti Bnei'em Shemol Adarti Bnei'em Tziaruni. You would have been Metzayr Mi also Amar Yitzchak Kol Oiver Aver Beseser Kilu Doichek Ragli Shchina Shenem Rakoy Amar Hashem Hashemayim Kisi Vaoretz Doim Ragli Amar Yishu Ben Levi Asal Adam Sheiluch Arba Ames Bekoy Mizkufa Shenem Amalik Oetz Kavoyde Rav Huna Bereide Rav Yeshua Loi Maski Arba Ames Begili Roish Amar Shchina Lamay Lamei Roishi. So this is a sugya here. It's a small sugya, but a sugya of not going begilui roish. We'll try to do the halacha and the sugya and everything out on Beis Hashem on Tzayim Gedalia. Tomorrow, Hertz is going to be giving chavura.
Sunday.
Oh, sorry. Right. Daniel's giving tomorrow, and Hertz is giving Sunday, and Beis Hashem on Wednesday next year, we're going to be doing the sugya of Gilui Roish, and also continue with Kibbutz Ava'im. I would like to just end with just a small thought about Rosh Hashanah and then allow Israel to share with us thoughts on the parsha. Mashkiach Shlita said a shmuz yesterday. I enjoyed immensely. I always enjoy going to Mashkiach Shmuz, but especially before, like a Yom Tov, it really gets you in the zone of the Yom Tov. I think your mamish, it's like practically Ma'abed Atzma Ladas if you don't go to the shmuz. It's like such a... Like you go into Rosh Hashanah, it's like a whole different feeling if you have something that gives you the right mindset. But one of the things he said was, he said, on Rosh Hashanah, don't think macro, think micro. Rosh Hashanah people think about this year, what's going to be this year? This year is going to be my year. You know, I don't know if he said the word from the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe says, Eretz Asher Eina Hashem Elokecha Ba Mereshish Hashana Ad Achres Shana. Why does it say Mereshish Hashana? And then Achres Shana, just say Mereshish Hashana Ad Achres Hashana. Or Mereshish Shana Ad Achres Shana. Mereshish Hashana Ad Achres Shana. So he says the Satmar Rebbe, because people always say, this is going to be the year. In the beginning, it's always, this is the year, this is going to be my year, the year of, you know, of the me. At the end, it's just another year. That's what always happens. It's Reshis Hashana, Achreshana. And the Satmar Rebbe said, Hein Goalti Eschem. When's the Gula coming? Achres Kereshis. When your end of your year is looks like the beginning of your year. The beginning of your year, it's... So, but don't think about years. Think micro. Just think about your Vein Hazman. Think about what Sukkos is going to look like. It's like, because people are like, you know, okay, I'll block that out, but my year is going to be great. No, it doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work. Right? The person has to be thinking, but I want to tell you, that was his suggestion from Avtali Kaplan. I want to tell you a suggestion from Avolde. Just think about Rosh Hashanah. Don't even think about Sukkos. Just think about Rosh Hashanah. Hey, it's not a bad thing to think about Sukkos. I'm not going to, you know, it's not like the Mashgiach, it's a good thing. But think about Rosh Hashanah. The Yushalmi says a davar noira. It's a mamish, a davar noira. When you know this Yushalmi, it'll change my entire Rosh Hashanah. Yushalmi says the entire din on Rosh Hashanah is what you do on that day. That's it. What you do on that day. So just think about, be in the zone. Be in that day. Now, for sure, everything, what's going on in your head, what you're doing that day, it's all a build-up, but everything is that day. That's what a person has to do. We just have to be present in that day. And a person can take the day seriously. Now, seriously doesn't mean, you know, we're not talking about tension, but we're talking about appreciating the gift of Rosh Hashanah. It's don't waste Rosh Hashanah. So that person has to be as focused in the zone as he could possibly do. This is such an amazing day. Such an opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll just judge you on what you do this day. Just be good on this day. So we have to try. And you know, it's really, for me, a struggle to try to stay, you know, in a certain like light mood, at the same time stay focused. Because it's hard. It's hard for me. I feel a lot sometimes the pressure of Rosh Hashanah. I'm trying to balance that. It's a balancing act. But the Suddas of Rosh Hashanah, the Lamb is invited to my house of the Suda. But the Suda should be the most beautiful Suda you could possibly, with singing and maybe with dancing and with delicious food. But never lose sight of the day. Because this is a tremendous opportunity that Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. Imloi achshav emasai. We can always, you know, say we're going to do it later or push it off. It doesn't work. It never works. So we're going to make this day, and it's an effort. It's an effort on this day. It is. But if you realize what is at stake, you realize how precious. We put in the effort, and we're happy. No one should go into Rosh Hashanah and say, okay, it's too tense for me. It's too stressful for me. It's a major opportunity. It's work. Don't get me wrong. Rosh Hashanah is a lot of work. Davening is a lot of work. And, you know, sitting at a Suda and trying to just think about everything. Is this appropriate for the Suda? And the Ritaira and Zmiras, it's work. But look at what the payback is. Mez Hashem, let's yata d'shemaya. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us all. Every single one of us. We should have a ksiva chasimah toiva. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us a shefa of bracha. We should have a year full of hatzlacha. And this should taka be the year. The year for all of us. When I moved to Eretz Yisrael, my menahel told me the following thing. He said, oh, it wasn't when I came back, I had a baby. So what if I had a baby? I had a baby, and my oldest daughter just got married. She was born in America. So I went back to my menahel. He said, you know what's beautiful about a baby? Look how much a baby grows in 1 year. Look at that. He said, try to grow. Look how much you could grow. A human being can grow so much. We can't grow physically. We could still grow a tremendous amount in your things. So Beis Hashem, it should be a year full of Aliyah, a year full of Kedusha, Tahara. We should be Zeich to Avolati on Goya. This should be a year of Kodesh Baruch Hu should bring us the Gula Shleima, Mashiach Tzikeinu, B'mheira V'meinu Amen.
Amen.